6554.
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We are calling for Ms. Price. It's our understanding that you wish to participate in the parole hearing for Mr. Mendez this afternoon. And you can reach us at 602-542-5656. 602-542-5656. Thank you so very much. If you get this message in the next 5 minutes, please give us a call. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mendez, can you hear me clearly? Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Angel Mendez Jr., 169-515.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 7th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed
you.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. As you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Mendez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So if you got it, so you affirm.
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Mendez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated your conditions, with phase two deciding your supervision should be continued or revoked.
Yes, sir.
When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of the company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your use or continued use of marijuana on or about October 8, 2018, with a task GCMS lab report dated October 12, 2018. Mr. Mendez, is this true or false? Okay. Allegation number two, violation of condition 12A, failure to successfully complete Maricopa Reentry Center as directed by your assigned parole officer.
True.
Hold on. Is in violation of your condition of supervision 12A as demonstrated by your failure to complete the 90-day ITH program for your unsuccessful discharge from MRC on December 5th, 2018. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. Based on your submission of false for allegation number one, we're going to take some testimony from our community corrections officer and then ask you a few questions before I make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mendez. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Allegation number one. On 10-3-2018, Mr. Mendez, ABC number 169515, provided a urine specimen for drug analysis. Confirmation of this sample subsequently tested positive for TAC 30 mg for the task GCMS type report dated 10-8-2018. On 10-8-2018, Mr. Mendez, ABC number 169515, provided a urine specimen for drug analysis. Confirmation test of this sample subsequently tested positive for an increased level of THC of 39 mg for the task GCMS lab report dated 10-12-2018.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Mendez, what's false about allegation number one?
it wasn't my continuous use. They had, did research and farther investigated it, and I'm diabetic, and I was working out, and that's what increased it, because my body was trying to cleanse it of it. If I was continuing to use, it would have proceeded longer than the 30 days from the day that I came up dirty to the day that I came up clean. That's within 30-day range of...
Oh, okay, sir. This is just the first phase for the hearing, but I'm going to ask you a simple question, and it's not to trick you, but you did use marijuana, though?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided this board hearing warrant number 2018W3519, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections regarding allegation number one, and based on Mr. Mendez's allegation, based on Mr. Mendez's admission for allegation number two, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have to have lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Mendez, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mendez. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mendez was released from ADC custody on 5/29/2018 and arrested on 12/5/2018 by ADC. No new charges were noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 12/5/2018 with a CCD of 8/24/2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2012, misconduct involving weapons, 7 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2002, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. 2001, commitment B, count one, theft, 1 year. 2001, commitment C, count one, theft, means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2001, commitment D, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2002, commitment E, count one, theft, means of transportation, 7 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STD information, he is a suspected member of the criminal street gun gang Barrio Madison Heights. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release, absconded for 18 days, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with drugs and conspiracy noted. Other arrests, 2001, theft, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2002, drugs, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2003, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. He has a GV score of G7, V8.
Okay, Mr. Mendez, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved placement located at 1843 East Monroe Street in Phoenix, Arizona, with your mother, Luisa Mendez. Is that true?
Yes.
And after your continued use of methamphetamine, you were sanctioned on September 8, 2018, to a 90-day ITH program at MRC, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. On December 5th, 2018, you were unsuccessfully discharged from ITH. And it looks like that's when you were returned to custody because you don't have any abscondes, which certainly we commend you for. Were you able to work when you were on community supervision?
No, I was not. I was, my grandmother was on hospice, and she died during that time. And that's when I relapsed. So no, I did not find work. I was going to have work after my release from MRC.
Okay, we have very detailed notes on programming, so I'll keep it simple. It looks like that you did relapse into methamphetamine use, is that correct?
Yeah, I did it that one time.
I don't think it was just one time, sir.
Well, the first time I tasted it off the table, because I was wondering what it was, and I thought it might have been sugar. I hoped it was sugar or salt, but it was meth, and the next day I had to go take you away.
Okay. So what happened with the MSC program? How come you did not successfully complete the program?
Well, because I had asked them, the counselor, if she can, why do I have to get staffed with everybody? Why can't I get staffed with just like my counselors and the parole officer there and the warden? And so she let them know, and he said, well, there's the program, so that I didn't want the program anymore, that I was refusing all of them. So then they discharged me, which I wanted to get staff. I was just making a suggestion. That was it.
Okay. Do you have ongoing issues with methamphetamine?
No. Well, see, I had a chemotherapy. I didn't use drugs in prison the whole time, and I did many of UAs and all that. It was like I said, the first one I tasted off the table, and I told Shelly Borrego and I had to go take a UA the next day. Well, she sent me to MRC, and then the second time, my grandmother died, and I had did some and smoked some weed, and which that the UA came up, and then that's how I got way back to MRC, and for 90 days, well, 100, and I stopped doing, I wasn't doing anything in there, and so yeah, I was doing good. Very, you know, the program was working for me, and I was really excited about getting out and continuing doing my AANAs and getting my sponsor and working the steps and everything, you know.
Okay, so you had an earlier drug problem before prison, or what was happening?
No, when I was younger, I did a little bit here and there.
And what was your drug of choice?
Marijuana,
but what about methamphetamine or heroin, cocaine?
No, it was just marijuana mostly, but I tried other drugs. But if my drug of choice is marijuana, and that's why last time I had 30 ways for marijuana.
Mr. Mendez.
I was going to have my card, but I didn't get it on time.
Okay, so, Mr. Mendez, I'm certainly not just trying to give you a hard time, but why would you taste a substance off the table not knowing what it was? Where was this at?
It was at one of my cousin's houses.
Oh, okay.
And his buddy was there, and I was like, I know that's not what I think it is on the table. And because I was supposed to see him, and I told him I didn't want that around me. So when I went to go touch it, and put my fingers and put it in my mouth, and then I tasted it. And I yelled and left.
And then, but you used it later?
Yeah, when my grandmother died, I just was depressed for issues regarding the, you know, acceptance from her. I just kind of drowned my sorrows in that and used that night, which that was it. And then the UA came up, and then I came up dirty for it, and that was it. I didn't use it anymore.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Mendez, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion?
I'm trying to change my life, and I don't want to go through this prison anymore. You know, the situation I'm in right now, I've been trying to change my life since 2016, and now I'm back. This is a eye-opener for me, and be anymore. I'm trying to better my life and change and be, you know, good for mom, to my kid, and just so my mom can, you know, at least know that I can take care of myself, you know, before she passes. And she's on dialysis also, she's sick. So I'm just trying to do something better with my life, and, you know, and if you guys reinstate me, you know, I can, there's something right there that be like, you know, on my butt about doing things and keep it on a straight, narrow path. That way, I'm not trying to get in trouble or anything like that anymore. I'm just trying to change my life and the best.
Thank you, Mr. Mendez. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members certainly feel for Mr. Mendez, especially with family issues, loss, and it sounds like his mother's ill as well. He also made reference to having a kid, as he stated, and I know that there was an attempt for us to contact the support on the telephone, who I assume is his fiance, according to our note. Again, as I stated earlier, it's not my position to give people a hard time, but I do have to ask myself, with such a serious criminal history, Mr. Mendez made reference to this last experience being eye-opening, but it would seem that prison in and of itself would have been eye-opening, especially when he was given his freedom and an opportunity for rehabilitation through the MRC. So also based on the fact that in the previous period of absconding, I'm just not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, but that's where we'll begin the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W3509, our discussion with Mr. Mendez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Mendez was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal management company, inasmuch that he used illegal drugs on more than one occasion and failed to complete the work at the entry center. That is my motion.
Second.
Great. Seconded by the Honorable Dr. Wright, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Mendez, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released. You will be released on or about August 24th, 2019. That may sound like a long way away in January of 2019, but it is just a matter of months, so we encourage you to take advantage of any programming available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for a safe return to the community. It sounds like that you have some responsibilities. You said that this was eye-opening, and we hope to see you return to the community responsible and productive. We wish you a safe return to the community in August. Please stay safe inside the Department of Corrections. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And if you could, sir, please give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir. I would think prison is not open.
Who has Jones?
Yes.
Who has Jones? Who? Anybody?
Watkins?
Jones.
I don't know. Wait a minute, I thought
we
just said Watkins.
No, Jones. We don't Watkins. I think we need Jones. He's the one who's supposed to be coming out. Arthur Jones.
I must have lost him.
I don't feel bad. I lost him
one today. I don't have him. I just have coffee.
Look, what is your name, sir?
Arthur Jones.
Okay. Anybody have Mr. Jones?
Me.
Huh? Honorable Mr. Neal, he will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on. call the board, Mr. Dillon.
Yes, sir.